Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Quipscope. It's the show where we talk about a new video game that's either just come out or is coming out very soon. Mm. My name is Peter.
And my name is Ben.
Hello, Ben.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, thank you, yeah.
Good.
You've been playing Those There Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, boy, have I.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm about 4 hours in currently at the time of recording.
Ooh.
This is releasing, I believe, this video the day before general release. But at the time of recording, it's Friday. So I'm hoping to play a good deal more over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I really like it.
Yeah.
Really like it. Mm-hmm. I am... it's no secret that I'm a big Guardians fan.
Mm.
And some of those comic book fans might think, you're a fake fan, because largely my love of Guardians of the Galaxy comes from the movies.
Right.
Both of which came at sort of very important times in my life, and therefore I sort of have a strong emotional attachment to, and really enjoy the Guardians films, and I loved it when they pop up in Avengers and stuff like that, and I played the Telltale Guardians game as well from a few years ago. And I enjoyed that. That was fine.
You could say that Star-Lord's emotional attachment to his mixtapes is much like your emotional attachment to the movies themselves.
I don't go anywhere without my small wallet of Blu-ray discs.
Well, that's... Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So I can play them whenever. But this was a surprise announcement earlier in the year, the Guardians of the Galaxy game. I know there were a lot of rumours, but they did it the right way. It's, yes, it's real, and it's coming in like 3 months.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Mm-hmm.
As I said... I like it a lot.
Yeah, you're liking it.
Do you have any questions for me?
I do. First off, I think an important question is, I think a lot of people, maybe not everyone will agree with us, but certainly everyone in our circle felt like it didn't feel like the stuntmen were playing the characters in the game, which it did feel a little bit like with Marvel's Avengers.
Mm.
Has that stayed true, not just from, you know, so we felt that with the trailer, but now that you're playing the game, does it still feel right? Does it feel weird?
It does feel right. It's a strange thing that we couldn't quite put our finger on why it didn't feel like you've captured their stunt doubles.
Why it wasn't
quite
the same
way as the Avengers game did from last year. No, I think everyone does a really admirable job as well. And one of the things I like the most, having had a cursory Google of the core voice cast, is that outside of Nolan North playing Rocket, and even he's doing a great job as Rocket, I think he's been pitched up a little bit.
Right.
So you can't really tell. He doesn't sound like Nolan North.
Yeah.
And he does great as Rocket. But outside of Nolan North, it's a largely untested voice cast.
Mm-hmm.
Star-Lord is voiced by a guy who's never done a game before. I think he's like done a bit part in Far Cry 5, maybe.
Right.
Gamora is voiced by someone who's never done a game before. The guy that does Drax voiced Drax in the Telltale game.
Oh, okay.
And also, I think, in Marvel vs. Capcom. And the voice actor for Groot has done various voice work for games as well.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly in terms of the core speaking roles, these voices are unrecognizable to me, which is great, because they could have easily done The Avengers, which was, that's Troy Baker playing Bruce Banner.
Mm.
That's Travis Willingham playing Thor. You know, they're very easily recognizable, and obviously there's a whole discussion to be had about the oversaturation of certain voice actors doing very similar voices. So that's really good. One small thing, though, which is going to go over the heads of probably a lot of people, yourself included,
right,
is that the voice actor for Star-Lord, he's Canadian.
Right.
And obviously Star-Lord isn't Canadian. And there's a lot of Canadian twang in there. But for wrestling fans, he sounds exactly like Chris Jericho.
Okay.
Like, spot, like, he'll say things and he just, his intonation and inflection and delivery is sounds exactly like Chris Jericho. It's
right.
Really weird. Anyway, I needed to mention that because a lot of people will notice that when they play the game.
So he's more Chris Jericho, less Chris Pratt.
Exactly. Right. Yes, exactly. But they all do a great job. And
good.
Yeah, the writing's fantastic as well.
Awesome. I don't know why that was my first and foremost question, seemingly, because really I ought to ask you, how does it play? Are you enjoying it in that sense?
How it plays is great. You've got the Milano, his ship, Star-Lord's ship, where everyone's based. There'll probably be a few times that I reference Mass Effect during this Quipscope, this first impressions video or audio if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
But everyone has their own room. And in between missions, you can sort of wander around and talk to people. And they are always nattering away. There's silence for maybe a minute, and then they will talk about something that's story relevant. They won't just be bickering about nonsense. Like, they'll be bringing something up. There's always something to be spoken about, and that you can go between their rooms and talk to them. And there's just lots of little things that feel uniquely Guardians. It definitely leans more into the comics, obviously, than the movies. But the fridge door is always open.
Right.
On the Milano.
That would bother me.
And every time I see it, you can go up and close it.
Oh, okay.
And it says a little saving icon in the corner. So I don't know if it's building to some explosive showdown, but every time I turn around, the fridge door is open again.
Okay.
And Star-Lord has already said once, guys, can we please shut the fridge door? And every time the fridge door is slightly ajar.
I like that.
But yeah, it's good. And it's just chock full of humor in that sense that I went to check on Groot, who'd locked himself in the bathroom, and he opened the door and he was using Star-Lord's toothbrush.
Oh.
And then he just sort of chuckled and said, "I am Groot," and then locked the door again. And I couldn't get back in to save my toothbrush. But that's the Milano.
Right.
When you go out on missions, it's linear, which is great.
Yeah.
You're always working towards, you know, a map marker or an objective. You have a visor that you can turn on that shows things in the environment that you can scan. There's always a way to go. But there are equally just little side paths and additional places you can sort of jet boot over to. And there are collectibles and costumes and sort of crafting materials as well, which I'll get to in a second.
Right.
So it's always worth going down those paths and just sort of looking around. And again, they're always talking to each other. There's always dialogue happening. It's very Uncharted in that sense. And it's also dynamic in the Uncharted sense that in the first mission, Rocket said, "We can't go down that way. It's a dead end." And Star-Lord said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yep, we're going this way." I went down that way anyway,
right,
because I thought there might be something. And then Rocket took the piss
out
of it.
Was annoyed about it.
He was like, "Oh,
right.
You had to check for yourself, did you? Walk of shame. Here he comes." So that, you know, there's always stuff going on like that, as well as the story conversations that are happening. You can sort of chime into conversations at various times. There's a little icon that appears and you can press square to get involved, and it'll be like, reassure Rocket or tease him with everyone else. And these choices don't really have a huge bearing on what's to come, or at least so far. They're just sort of in the moment things. And that's one of my few gripes with the game so far, in that when they're having these conversations and the icon appears for you to react, there's a timer for you to choose something, a bit like a Telltale game.
Yeah.
However, when you choose your option, it cuts off the conversation and you chime in, which is annoying because I want to hear the rest of what they have to say because it's usually quite entertaining. So when you pick it, as soon as they reach the end of their sentence, even because I've got the subtitles on, I can see someone's got something else to say, but I have to pick something before the timer runs out.
Right.
So it cuts things off, which is a bit of a shame. But, you know, it's not the end of the world.
And if you leave it, well, they'll carry on saying those things, but then you don't get the opportunity to chime in.
I've never not chimed in.
Right,
but I'm assuming that's probably what happens. All of the Guardians have their own sort of unique things they bring to the table when you're traversing through the levels, kind of like a Lego game.
Right.
So Rocket can interact with, you can command Rocket to interact with panels, or if there's a little hidey hole that's perfect for his size, he'll go in there and do something and then come out. Groot can connect sort of makeshift bridges for you to get across gaps. Gamora can cut through vines and cables and other stuff, and Drax can lift heavy objects and
of course.
Usually sort of like boulders to throw at something or a platform that you need to move from somewhere to somewhere else so you can jump up to another area. So they all do that. And that's sort of the core gameplay, I would say. And then, of course, you've got the combat.
And you can command them in combat as well, can't you?
You can. So you just play as Star-Lord the whole time. You only play as Star-Lord. And you sort of have to imagine the Guardians and their abilities as sort of extensions of yourself.
Yeah.
So they're kind of just skills that you can use, but they do them. So when you're in general combat, they're there with you fighting of their own accord. And you've got your blasters, you can aim, you can shoot, you can dodge, you can...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Get certain perks. Again, I'll talk about it in a minute. Like if you double tap X to use your hover boots, you'll hover for a small time while in the environment. And you can also melee combat as well. Just hit them with your blasters and stuff. All feels very fast and quite intuitive, I thought. It took me a minute to get used to it, but once I worked it out, I was having no problems at all. The Guardians all have their own special abilities that they bring to the table, and you hold L1 and then press a face button appropriately to select one. So there are various ones that you can unlock with skill points that you get from XP earned in combat and stuff like that. But at the very base level, Drax has a move that staggers enemies. So some enemies have stagger bars, so they don't take a huge amount of damage until they're first staggered, but only certain types of attacks will stagger them.
Right.
So Drax has an attack that deals a huge amount of stagger damage. Gamora has a special attack that does a huge amount of regular damage. Groot can sort of lock a group of enemies down in his vines for a small amount of time and like leave them vulnerable. And Rocket has a grenade or explosives that he can launch from a distance. So you upgrade, you change things, but largely that's how it works. And when you're navigating that menu and holding the L1 button or the left bumper or whatever, it does slow down the game slightly.
Right, yeah.
So it's not like you're having to run around and like, you know, look at what buttons you're pressing on your controller and potentially miss out on what's going on screen. Then Star-Lord has his own powers as well, which you can also unlock.
Right, yeah.
I found these to be a little more tricky to activate because you have to press L3.
Oh, okay.
And obviously you're trying to run around using the left stick.
Yeah.
And you're clicking in the left stick. And then you're having to... That doesn't slow down time.
Okay.
So that I found that to be a bit harder, but I think those are sort of more... You're meant to be using your Guardian abilities more than your own, I suppose. So you're just sort of a commander, but you also have abilities if you want to use them. But on the whole, I think it plays great.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying it so far. I'm playing it on normal, and I haven't had any issues whatsoever so far. You can upgrade your stuff,
right,
as I was alluding to earlier.
Yeah.
So these are permanent upgrades. They're not just sort of like equipable to your blasters or whatever. So I've got an upgrade like that one I mentioned where I double tap X and I'll hover for a bit. I've got one where my visor view will show me collectibles in the environment. There are your obvious ones like increase health and shield. and various other things as well, just quality of life stuff. And this just stays with you, and you can just keep it
right
equipped throughout. But that's how it plays generally. That's how a level would work out mm-hmm. as you make your way through. There's just constant dialogue, really. It's the characters
yeah.
that carry it.
That's what you'd want from a Guardians game, though.
Yeah. You know,
there are some games, if they were adapted into a... Sorry, some properties that if they're adapted into a video game, you might just think, well, you know, the combat will be enough or whatever. But certainly from Guardians, you want that dynamic amongst the group, don't you?
Yeah.
So how is it story-wise, then, in that sense?
It is shortly after Star-Lord has formed the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
From context so far, it seems that Groot, Rocket, and Star-Lord have been running around for a while, but Gamora and Drax have recently joined them. In this universe, as in the comics, Drax was the one that killed Thanos.
Right.
And Gamora was the adopted daughter of Thanos who sort of left him and betrayed him in a way. Mm-hmm. It's just after the end of this huge galactic war featuring many factions that players will know from the movies that are in there, the Nova Corps, the Ravagers, mm-hmm. all the Kree, all these names that are in the movies and appear in various forms. They're all involved, and it's shortly after this war's died down. They're all looking for like a new purpose. And so the Guardians of the Galaxy are young, and they're looking to establish themselves and make a name for themselves, but they can't get on. They're trying,
right.
and they do like each other, but it is very much like in the movies. Drax doesn't trust anyone, especially not Gamora.
Mm-hmm.
And Gamora is so sick of everyone being idiots. Star-Lord is just aloof. Rocket is self-obsessed, and Groot is Groot.
Yeah.
He is Groot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the general thing, but they've all got quite deep backstories, and you can read, there's all these sort of entries that you can read mm-hmm. and backstory on different items and so on and so forth. The cutscenes are really good.
I yeah. think
the presentation's great. There's obviously been facial capture, and you encounter some blue-skinned alien people at some point, and it's kind of uncanny valley where it's like, that's a person, but they're blue.
Right.
But I like it. I think it really works. It just looks... This is what I wanted the Avengers game to be.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
It just looks and plays so much better. And another question that you might have, yes, you can fly the Milano.
Oh, right, okay.
Only in set pieces, but it's sort of like things are coming towards you and you're dodging out the way and firing your guns. And I've only done it once so far, but yes, there are limited flight sections.
I hadn't even thought to ask that because so often in these games you don't get
to. You don't.
To.
But we saw a little bit in a trailer, didn't we, at E3? And we
yeah,
did
that's
ask,
true,
like,
yeah.
So, are they flying that? Are they?
Yes. Is that a bit of clever cutscene use?
They but, are flying.
Okay.
But resounding... recommendation from me. I think this is a great superhero game. If you like the Guardians in any way, you will enjoy this. It's obviously very story heavy,
yeah.
very character heavy. It is linear. The soundtrack I didn't even talk about. Really, really good.
Yeah.
You can listen to all of it on the ship. It's got things like Take On Me, various sort of 80s rock anthems, and what's it? It is called Never Gonna Give You Up, isn't it? That's the name of the song.
The Rick Astley song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's in it too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And there are these little last thing. There are these little moments in combat where there's sort of like, if you have an all is lost moment where everyone's going down or you've built up your bar to a certain amount, you can have this sort of huddle up bit where all you press the buttons when prompted, the Guardians all come over and they say various lines to you and they're sort of echoed on the, like they're written down, they appear behind them.
Right.
You have to pay attention to what they're saying, then pick the right dialogue option to sort of rally them. And if you get it right, everyone gets a buff.
Oh, nice.
And there's that animation of Star-Lord holding his cassette player up in the air and pressing play. And that's when sort of the licensed music will kick in during combat. During
He's like a bard. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. And then Never Gonna Give You Up starts playing as you start zipping around and the Guardians are killing everything. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long it is. I'm not that far into it. But, man... This is what we should have got from Square Enix with their other Marvel game.
I can't wait to play it. I think by the time this video goes out, I hopefully will have had at least one or two sessions with it. But yeah, looking forward to getting to grips with it myself. So yeah, very good. Well, it leaves just enough time for us to say, Guardians of the Galaxy, more like Guardians of the Galaxy, because it's good by the sounds of it.
It is.
Yeah,
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
See, more like guardians of my guardians of my look-see.
Your look-see.
Because I love it and it's mine.
Yeah?
It's like they made it for me. It's brilliant.
Perfect.
Got any others?
No.
I'm struggling with that one, really. Yeah, it's not much to work
strange.
With.
Strange. There's a lot of words and syllables, but you can't really fit anything into them. It's an odd one.
It's hard. It's great, though. Mm. If you're remotely interested, get it. If I was to predict review scores.
Yeah.
85.
80s, yeah.
85, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Right.
But it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Recommended. Should we go?
Yeah, let's go.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.